Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for afternoon wrap-up and all the market details from today coming up your way when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today is Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, this spring, the beef industry has rolled out a new artificial intelligence bean by the name of Chuck to interact with today's consumers. Tell us about Chuck.
Absolutely. Chuck knows beef. It's the only all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence. It's here and ready to help consumers as their personal guide to all things beef. And Chuck Knows Beef was developed as part of the Checkoff's priority of revolutionizing the beef shopping experience.
And both Alexa and your Google Home Assistant know Chuck.
There are nearly 50 million smart speaker owners in the U.S. today, with the two most popular devices being Amazon Alexa and the Google Home Assistant. And Chuck Knows Beef is available as a skill on both of these popular smart speakers.
And you can also hook up with Chuck by going to ChuckKnowsBeef.com. And Chuck's also available at BeefIt'sWhatsForDinner.com.
Well, firm buyer support moved back into hog trade following aggressive triple-digit losses during the early part of trade this morning. This may help to rebound hog futures through the end of the week. Cattle trade mixed in a narrowly mixed range today. Corn futures were lower in light trade. The May corn futures also lower here today as well. But all your grain details coming up here in just a moment. Now, on the live cattle futures, narrow trading ranges were holding in live cattle futures following the pullback from early gains. There is limited interest through the entire complex, with traders focusing on underlying buyer support, but limited volume likely to keep prices shifting in a narrow to moderate range through most of the day today and into tomorrow. The feeder cattle were mixed, saw mixed trade today, and that was through the feeder cattle trade, with prices hovering in a narrow range. Although May futures were holding a strong $1.25 loss, the underlying pressure in the complex based more on lack of trade. And the hog futures quickly turned around through the morning following additional news reports of African swine fever limiting production in China. Now, wheat getting a modest bounce today following the new contract lows yesterday in both Kansas City and Minneapolis. Kansas City over 2 cents higher and Chicago over 3 cents higher at one point today. Cheaper Black Sea values set the stage for yesterday's weakness as aggressive selling by major export competitors continues to undercut U.S. wheat business. Corn down today after setting new contract lows yesterday in both old and new crop futures, as weather has favored rapid planting progress this week. Front months were over 3 cents lower on the day today. Now, on Tuesday here, again, the radar pretty clear, except for the southern plains wheat areas where beneficial rain is falling. And the soybeans lower today and sitting at a five-month low, with front months over 15 cents lower today. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.